everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Convo Club, the Chinese language program where you get to talk back. I'm your host, Lindy, and I'm joined, as always, by my favorite co-host, Vicky Zhang.
大家好，我是 Vicky， 很高兴又来到我们的节目，很高兴又能和大家一起聊天。
All right, so 今天我们接着要说到上次的话题，那就是 Bilibili. Or we're going to talk about Bilibili, but I guess in this episode, we're going to talk a little bit more about 油管, its American equivalent.
对的，对的。
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so without further ado, let's go through our vocabulary section.
短信
Text message
油管
YouTube
视频
Video
内容
Content
全
Comprehensive
订阅
To subscribe to
课程
Course, curriculum, class
具体
Specific, particular
B 站
Bilibili
动漫视频
Anime videos
游戏攻略
Gaming strategy
并且
And besides, moreover, furthermore
用户
Consumer, user
体验
Experience
误会
Misunderstanding or to misunderstand All right, 让我们来听一听今天的对话
你在干嘛呀？给你发了好几个短信，你怎么没有回？
我刚做完瑜伽，没看见你的短信啊。
哦，你是在家练吗？还是在外面上课？
我这么懒，当然是在家用油管。油管上的健身视频内容很全的，我在上面订阅了很多免费的课程。
那具体都有哪些课呀？
比如说瑜伽、健身操、普拉提等。
这么厉害！我自己都没练过，我更喜欢用 B 站看视频，他们那里有很多的动漫视频和游戏攻略，并且没有广告，用户体验很棒。
你误会了，我这么懒，虽然订阅了很多课程，今天也才是第一次练。
啊，原来我们是一类人啊。
All right, so we're back, and we have a couple friends talking to each other. The first person says, 你在干嘛呀？给你发了好几个短信。That's our first vocabulary word, 短信, which wasn't in the first lesson, so I thought we should go over it a little bit. What exactly is a 短信?
短就是 short, 信呢就是从 letter 来的, short letter.
Okay.
所以就是 text message. Instead of a regular letter,、mm-hmm. people send short letter to each other, so text message 叫短信。
Okay, so if you really wanted to write a letter to somebody, wouldn't that be like 一封信, like a real letter?
对。
Okay.
如果说你要给别的人 write a regular letter,、mm-hmm. 那就是要给别的人写一封信。
Okay, all right, so this is like the shortened version, the短信, so short letter,or a text message. And as I understand, this is only used for your phone, right? When you're sending a message. But if it's Weixin, or if it's WhatsApp, or if it's some other messaging service, you wouldn't say 短信, is that right?
对的，对的。So 短信就指的是 text message. 你刚才提到了在中国最常用的一个方法是微信，就是 WeChat。
Mm-hmm.
微也很有意思，微就是 mini 的意思，
嗯，
所以是 mini letter,、
okay.
就是微信、对。
Okay, so if I send you a message on 微信, I simply say what? 我发了个微信，我发了个微信给你。
嗯哼，对，我给你发微信，我发微信给你、
okay.
都可以。
Got it, got it. And then you can also say 信息。What if it's like WhatsApp or something?
信息就是 message.
Right.
可以是短信，可以是微信，可以是其他的 social media message.
嗯、mm. ，
所以信息就是说它 covered, 要广一些。
Okay, okay. So that one's a pretty useful one because you can use it for all of the platforms.
对，是的，是的。信息它 covered 面比较广，所以说可以是。Any kind of message is 信息。
Okay, perfect. So how would you say I sent you a message using 信息?
你可以说我给你发了一个信息，你收到了没有？
Okay. So I just sent you a message. Did you get it? So I just sent you a message. 你怎么没有回? Why didn't you respond? And what did the person answer to that?
我刚做完瑜伽，没看见你的短信呀。
Okay. So I didn't see your message because I just finished doing yoga. And then the first person's like, oh?Like they're surprised.
你是在家练吗？哎，很惊讶啊！他可能比较了解他的这个朋友，怎么突然练起瑜伽来了？
对对 ，Okay. And then, so she asks, so did you do that at home or did you do it in a class? And how do you ask that question?
你是在家练吗？还是在外面上课？
对。And then the friend replies, 我这么懒 ，so.I'm so lazy. 当然是在家用油管。So, of course, I did it at home with a YouTube video.
这个听起来有点像是我的回答。
Yeah, me too. Although, to be honest, I think doing exercise at home, you have to have even more motivation because nobody's with you to make you do it.Sometimes.
对对，如果你不交学费，然后你就觉得，哎呀，今天就算了吧。如果你报名了一门课，然后你已经交了学费，你就会觉得，哎呀，还是要去啊，别浪费了钱。
Yes, yes, exactly. So, then they go on to say, 油管上的健身视频内容很全的。So, on YouTube, there's a lot of workout videos, basically.We have a lot of our vocab there. So, 油管, we talked about that last time. Literally, you're saying oil tube, 油管.
是的, yeah. 它是从 YouTube 的这个发音上来的。So, YouTube, 这个 U 就是从这个油就是从这个声音上来的。I guess 这个管它就是 translate the tube.So it's a combination, YouTube.
Right, exactly. It doesn't quite make as much sense in Chinese, like the literal meaning, as it does in English, but it works. And then we have 视频, we discussed last time, videos. 内容, content, and then 很全. And I think we talked about last time, is it also okay to say 很全面的?
可以,是的,可以是很全面,很全的。
Okay.
都是一样的意思，全面可能更加的 formal 一些。
Okay, very comprehensive, 全面的。我在上面订阅了很多免费的课程。So I have subscribed to a lot of free classes on YouTube.
对。
Okay, and how do you say subscribe?
订阅。
Okay.So two fourth tones
订阅,
there.
哎、可以不仅仅是用在这个 YouTube 上面。比如说你订阅了一些杂志、magazine, 就是像以前 old fashion way,、订阅了一些杂志、订阅了一些报纸都可以用订阅。
Okay. And so then the first person comes back and asks, okay, 那具体都有哪些课呀?So we have the word 具体. What exactly does that mean?
具体就是他想知道更多，比如说 in detail, 你可以告诉我都有哪些课吗?
Okay, all right. So 具体, can you tell me like what classes in particular? Exactly what classes do they have? Basically that. And the person says what?
比如说瑜伽、健身操、普拉提等等。
Okay, all right. So we know...瑜伽? Are my tones right on that? Second tone, first tone?
对,是的。
Okay, 瑜伽. And then, 健身操, third tone?
操,健身操,操。
Okay, 健身操, and that's aerobics? Okay.
对,就是叫有氧运动。瑜伽就是比较慢的。可能是让你的身体更加的 flexible、然后健身操就是这种有氧运动 cardio 就是、要练得满头大汗的这种叫健身操
OK 是不是有各种各样的比如说 dancing aerobics 还有 kickboxing 还有其他的有氧的锻炼、
有氧运动有氧锻炼、对有氧运动
Okay, got it. So does that encompass a lot of different kinds, or is it just one kind?
我觉得应该是有各种各样的、mm-hmm. 就是只要你跳起来蹦起来可以都叫做健身操
Okay, and then what if you do 健美操 That was a kind that I heard of in China, and I think that was specifically what we call aerobics.
啊、健美操你这么一说就感觉好像是二十年以前大家的说法、mm-hmm.
Okay.
其实是一样的，只不过你一说健美操，然后立刻就觉得啊、哦，这个好像是二十年以前大家做这种就很 old fashion way
啊、I see. So 我给我的年纪都怎么说呢？露出来，
暴露了。
That's right. Yeah, 因为我好像在中国第一年，我去参加了一个健身房，然后我还记得那边也有一个。健美操的课 so I just remembered that from that experience.
对，其实两个是一样的，只不过现在大家就好像更加常用的说法就是健身操。
All right, 明白了。最后我们有什么 ？Is it 普拉提？
普拉提，哎
，All right，
这个我觉得好像是也是因为中国没有，可能是从西方流行起来，所以它也是一个从声音翻译过来的。
I gotcha. So we got 普 is third tone, and then 拉 first tone, 提 second tone. Is that right?
嗯哼，对，对的。
Okay, 普拉提，你有没有练过？
对，就是我也是在家用油管。
很难吗？我从来没有练过，所以我不太了解。
其实我觉得很容易，就跟瑜伽有点像。有的时候其实你也分不清到底是。瑜伽还是普拉提有一些健身博主他们也会教瑜伽也会教普拉提
嗯 OK 有可能是如果他是比较平静一点那算是瑜伽那如果他是比较积极性的那种 like a more energetic is that the right way to say it then maybe it's considered 普拉提
可能瑜伽就是更加的去训练你的身体的柔韧度就是 flexibility、
mm-hmm.
然后这个普拉提我觉得也不属于有氧运动它也是在比较慢的在做、mm-hmm. 但是它可能更加训练的是你的肌肉、
mm-hmm.
your muscle
okay
对
I got it so yoga is a little bit more for flexibility and Pilates is a little bit more for strengthening your muscles
对是的
okay got it and then the friend says 这么厉害我自己都没练过 So I've not done any of these before. And what do they say after that?
他说我更喜欢用 B 站看视频、
mm-hmm.
那里有很多的动漫视频和游戏攻略、
mm-hmm.
并且没有广告用户体验很棒
Okay. So if you're somebody who likes to watch anime or do gaming strategy, then you go to B站.That seems to be the website that has a lot of that kind of content.
对 ,B 站我觉得因为它在中国它有很多的内容是和 YouTube 是 overlap, 是重复的。
Okay, yeah, that's true. I've actually heard that a lot of content that you can find on YouTube is actually on B 站 as well. Yeah.
对。
Okay, so we talked about B 站 so it's just the short way of saying Bilibili.We talked last time about anime videos. So once again, that's 动漫, and then the video part is 视频, 动漫视频. And then gaming strategy, we talked about 游戏攻略, so gaming strategy. Two types of video that I usually don't lean towards watching. I'll just put it that way. Nina?
我也不怎么看，我感觉这个话题也有点暴露了我们的年龄。
对，没错。Yeah, but the last part where it talks about 没有广告 I think that's certainly a great feature for Bijan, even though I don't use it. But 并且 moreover, 没有广告，用户体验很棒。So 用户 users 体验、mm-hmm. experience 很棒 is Great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that would be great. 在油管上你可以订阅或者你可以付订阅费。 And then you don't have to watch. 你不用看他们的广告。
这个也可能是应该的吧，否则他们这个公司怎么样去 make a profit, 去盈利，对不对？
Right, this is true.
但是如果你没有付费，然后去在 YouTube 上看追剧啊，看电视，其实还是挺讨厌的，因为经常会有广告。
Right, I know, exactly. You know, especially, 尤其你在练瑜伽，很平静的一种锻炼，你要集中精神 ，or maybe not 精神，你要集中精力啊。You want to focus, right?
对对对，
然后突然出来一个广告，好像是打断你的很平静的锻炼。
我做瑜伽的时候我还不记得有这样的情况，但是、做这种健身操的时候经常会有，然后你就正在练习的时候，然后突然就来了一个广告，然后就停下来了，然后觉得特别的烦。对
对，有一点讨厌的。 Alright, so the person responds, okay, let's go back to what they were saying again. 你这么厉害，我自己都没练过。 And then they're talking about, you know, Bijan and what they, you know, do, what they watch on Bijan. And then the friend laughs as a response. And why? Why did they do that?
他说，你误会了，我这么懒，虽然订阅了很多课程，今天也才是第一次练啊。
Okay, so let's unpack what they're saying there. 你误会了。 So,You misunderstand. 我这么懒、so I'm so lazy. 虽然订阅了。So even though I have subscribed 很多课程 to a lot of courses, 今天也才是第一次练。So today is the first day I've actually exercised. I've actually done anything.
对对对，其实我也是差不多。我还看到别的网友也说过一句话，说是订阅从未停止，练习从未开始。你有没有听过？
没有，没有。 Okay, so let's unpack that a little bit. Can you say it again?
订阅从未停止。 So never stopped to subscribe.
Okay.
练习从未开始。 Never started to practice.
Okay.Interesting, interesting. Okay, we're going to have to put that in our episode notes. I like that. And it's so true. It's like the intention is there. So you subscribe, but then the follow through doesn't happen.
是。
Yeah. How do you say to have good intentions in Chinese? Like, I intend to do that.
愿望，你的愿望是好的。
Okay.
愿望是美好的。
Okay, so 美好的 as in is imperfect, right?
Yeah, 美好 is very good. 美好的愿望 very good intention.
Okay, all right. So, and then the friend responds, 啊，原来我们是一类人啊。I like this. So, 原来 so it turns out, right? 我们是一类人。How would you translate that?
We're the same kind, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. Like we're two peas in a pod, maybe, or we're kind of, we're the same kind of person. We're both really lazy.
对。
All right, sounds good. Well, let's listen to our dialogue one more time.
好的。
你在干嘛呀？给你发了好几个短信，你怎么没有回？
我刚做完瑜伽，没看见你的短信啊。
哦，你是在家练吗？还是在外面上课？
我这么懒，当然是在家用油管。油管上的健身视频内容很全的，我在上面订阅了很多免费的课程。
那具体都有哪些课呀？
比如说瑜伽、健身操、普拉提等。
这么厉害，我自己都没练过，我更喜欢用 B 站看视频。他们那里有很多的动漫视频和游戏攻略，并且没有广告，用户体验很棒。
你误会了，我这么懒，虽然订阅了很多课程，今天也才是第一次练。
啊，原来我们是一类人啊。
Okay, so this is already part two of our lesson, our kucheng, if you will, on Bilibili. So there isn't going to be a second dialogue. And we'll just move right on to pronunciation, where we invite you guys to practice speaking the lines of today's dialogue along with us at home or anywhere you happen to be.
下面是我们的练习时间，不管你在哪里，你是在家里还是在车上，欢迎你跟我们大家一起练习句子的发音。
Pronunciation training. Repeat after me, then respond to the question.
请跟我重复一遍，然后回答下面的问题。健身视频。健身视频内容。健身视频内容很全的。油管上的健身视频内容很全的。订阅了。订阅了很多免费的课程。我在上面订阅了很多免费的课程。油管上的健身视频内容很全的。我在上面订阅了很多免费的课程。油管。在家用油管。当然是在家用油管。我这么懒，当然是在家用油管。我这么懒，当然是在家用油管。油管上的健身视频内容很全的。我在上面订阅了很多免费的课程。
你是在家练吗？还是在外面上课？
我这么懒，当然是在家用油管。油管上的健身视频内容很全的。我在上面订阅了很多免费的课程。
普拉提。健身操。健身操，普拉提。瑜伽。瑜伽，健身操，普拉提。比如说瑜伽、健身操、普拉提等。
那具体都有哪些课呀？
比如说瑜伽、健身操、普拉提等。
游戏攻略。动漫视频和游戏攻略。他们那里有很多的动漫视频和游戏攻略。用户。用户体验。用户体验很棒。 并且没有广告，用户体验很棒。他们那里有很多的动漫视频和游戏攻略，并且没有广告，用户体验很棒。这么厉害，这么厉害，我自己都没练过。我更喜欢用 B 站看视频。这么厉害，我自己都没练过。我更喜欢用 B 站看视频，他们那里有很多的动漫视频和游戏攻略，并且没有广告，用户体验很棒。
我平时做很多运动，比如说瑜伽、健身操、普拉提等。
这么厉害，我自己都没练过。我更喜欢用 B 站看视频，他们那里有很多的动漫视频和游戏攻略，并且没有广告，用户体验很棒。
订阅了，订阅了很多课程。虽然订阅了很多课程，第一次练。今天是第一次练。今天也才是第一次练。虽然订阅了很多课程，今天也才是第一次练。误会，你误会了，你误会了，我这么懒，你误会了，我这么懒。虽然订阅了很多课程，今天也才是第一次练。
这么厉害，我自己都没练过。
你误会了，我这么懒。虽然订阅了很多课程，今天也才是第一次练。
一类人，我们是一类人。原来我们是一类人啊。
我这么懒，虽然订阅了很多课程，今天也才是第一次练。
原来我们是一类人啊。
好的，所以今天我们了解了 B 站和油管。那你最常用的是哪个网站？然后你为什么喜欢它呢？
Well, normally, 平时我用油管看视频，好像一两次我也用了 B 站，因为在这里看不到的视频 在 B 站他们有的。There's this one, it's called, it's a series, 一个系列，它叫做 Master Class. So 你想学什么、mm-hmm. 都可以从一个专家学习的，比如说 meditation, 冥想、比如说做印度饭，比如说 how do you say negotiate?
谈判。
Okay, 谈判 like very professional negotiation. It's called Master Class. And so they have all of these experts that teach that, and they actually have that on Bijan. They don't have that on YouTube. So,、
oh.
yeah. So I'd have to say that I think my favorite thing about these, you know, platforms is that anyone can learn anything. So in English, the genre for that would be called how to. So we have like how to videos for anything. 在中文里有没有这个说法？
中文里面一般我们会说是什么什么教程，比如说做饭的教程，或者你要盖一个房子，小房子啊，搭小房子的教程。所以你有类似的经验吗？你用过什么样的教程吗？
Yeah, so 我自己看了做饭教程视频。So I've watched like some how to cooking videos, like specific dishes. 我的老公他自己也看了一些how would you say, 很简单的修东西的教程视频。So for example, he fixed the sink faucet once. I think he like changed out the leaky faucet by watching a YouTube video. I think another time he fixed our toilet, it was leaking and he watched a video for that. So it's really cool because without that, we wouldn't know how to do it and we'd have to call a plumber and then pay a whole lot of money to get that fixed.
Oh, 这个很有意思。
对。
那我下次也可以试一试。
你没有试过吗？你没有看一个教程的视频吗？
我看的就是做饭，就是比如说我想吃一个什么、
mm-hmm.
然后我就看一看，但是看一看了以后我就觉得哎呀太麻烦了，不做了。
Yes, this is often true. Like, 看起来很简单，特别在油管的视频上他们做的很快，但是自己在家做的好像是麻烦很多。
我最近一次看这个教程是有一个叫 How to use instant pot to make a cheesecake.
Oh, okay.
我觉得啊，这个听起来，你看我也有这个 instant pot, 然后听起来好像很好吃、mm-hmm. 然后也很简单，然后我就去看了一下，看完了以后我就决定我还是去商店买一个吧。
哦、oh, 是吗 ?OK。
对。
有意思有意思。你说这个让我想到有一次我也看了一个在 Instapot 做的芝士蛋糕 ,cheesecake, right? And I did try it, and it turned out pretty good, and it wasn't really that bad.
啊、那你比我勤快比你懒。
No, 应该不是吧，就是看视频的内容。所以我看的视频我就寄给你，你可以试试一下。
好的好的。
All right, sounds great. Okay, guys, well, we hope that you are learning a lot from our Chinese teaching course as well. 我们学习中文的教程播客，对不对？
对对对对，希望大家能够学到一些有用的知识。
对对，就是。然后我们就提醒你们一下，学好中文，增加魅力。
对对。
All right, and we'll see you guys next time.
好的，下次见。
下次见。